This is all I want to do is talk about Madonna. Side two, track two.
True Blue.
The title track of the album.
This song was a revelation to me in revisiting it. I always thought, and this really says more about my taste as a youth than it does about the song. I always saw this as the worst song on the record.
Like, I remember when it came out and thinking this was not one of my favorite songs to listen to either. It was something about it was a little obvious or a little elemental, or I don't know.
I think that the word elemental and obvious seem really astute, because after all these big set pieces and these dramas, I mean, we've just had these huge pieces, and then we've had these two kind of novelty songs that are still really good songs. And they're quirky. Where's the Party in White Heat are quirky songs.
Sure.
This one just seems like a sweet,
like down the middle.
Yeah. And you're kind of like, oh, after all of it, kind of is dwarfed by the others.
Yeah. I was reading some stuff about the album and some reviews, and a lot of the reviews at the time were like, this song isn't worthy of being the title track of the album. Like, it shouldn't be the thing that's holding the album together. And yet, Over time, this song has lasted. Like, it really has lasted. I think partly that because it harkens back to the chord progressions and everything are typical 50s, 60s girl group chords. There's nothing original in the chord progressions. And even in the lyrics are super simple. There's nothing revelatory or unique about them except her intention and her commitment and the actual, that this may be the truest song on the album.
Well, it definitely captures the overall feeling you feel listening to it is True Blue.
Yeah,
True Blue absolutely. Overall, the record itself, because the other three big numbers from this album, Papa Don't Preach, Open Your Heart, Live to Tell and La Isla Bonita, they're all very specific feels and tones, but the overarching emotional quality is True Blue.
Yeah, it's pure, totally.
Her voice, too, is so in it.
Yeah.
I mean, when I read, like, the bridge I referenced was No More Sadness, I Kiss It Goodbye, The Sun Is Bursting Right Out of the Sky, I Search My Whole World for Someone Like You, Don't You Know, it's... And just saying that, you're like, what's the big deal? The way Madonna sings it in the song is what makes it magical.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think it is like... In recording and then live and even on the Rebel Heart tour when she just sings it with her ukulele.
And the audience.
And the audience.
Singing along.
Right. And there's that one story of, I guess, when Sean Penn was there and she sang it to him. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it happens. I mean, because that's, you think about relationships and you think about love lives, and for whatever we want to feel about Sean Penn, this is the Sean Penn record.
Absolutely. I've appreciated Sean Penn as she's gotten further away from the marriage, meaning as she progresses through her career and Sean Penn pops up occasionally, like as a surprise, you know, and gives her an award or like you
hear the VH1 Fashion Awards in 1996.
Yes, 95 or 96.
95. Yeah, yeah. It's the something to remember look.
Right, yeah. Totally. And
she's wearing a terrible pantsuit. It was an awful time.
I thought she looked amazing. I love that time. All right, we'll talk about it later. But
and he gives her the award and doesn't put out the cigarette he's holding. He's holding a cigarette and he keeps the cigarette still lit when he walks away.
He's a bad boy.
Oh, it's amazing.
And the whole mystery about what happened between them, you know, which we'll talk about with the next album, of course. I think they still do like truly love each other,
yes.
You know? And even a few years ago when she was in the Rebel Heart Tour and she went and did that benefit for him and she sang La Vie en Rose and they were together and there were all these pictures of them and they had these big smiles on their faces. And I was like, you know, he really is the love of her life. And this song is like, she captured that feeling in the song in a way that's so unlike so many other songs, like so unlike so much other stuff she's written, you know?
Yeah, this is still the honeymoon period of their relationship.
Totally.
And I think part of the reason that he is the love of her life, is what she was like in that the time they were together. And I know in my relationships, when I'm nostalgic for somebody that I was with, it's usually around the time and who I was and what I was doing, and as much as it is the person. But I also feel like that they both respect each other a lot and respect the time they had together, and so they're very careful about taking care of that time, and you know, they don't talk about it and they don't exploit it, and
right,
you know, and I really love that. The video is another of the James. It's the happiest James Foley directing.
Yes, but this is one of the first videos where I can say they did it in an afternoon.
Yes. Yes, the style is amazing. I love all of the looks, and Madonna's hair has been re-dyed.
Yes,
very, very white by this point.
Yes,
It feels like a girl with a lot of set pieces playing with her girlfriends.
And it's Debbie Mazar and Erica Bell.
Yeah,
are her two girlfriends in the car driving around? But the video was sort of like not released at first in America. Yeah. It was because she did that Make My Video contest. I think I was telling you about this on MTV. They were like, make my video. And then they said, go make your videos with your home cameras or whatever, your video cameras at home, and then send them into MTV. And the winner will get $10,000 and to meet Madonna.
Yeah.
And so all these kids all over America made True Blue videos, including some of my friends from high school who I think got into the finals. Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were like top 10, but they didn't win.
What was the video that won? Did they ever show it?
Yeah, they did. Well, what they did was on the Make My, they showed all the videos for 24 hours. They played True Blue over and over and over again
with the different videos. Yeah. So you had to watch to see when your video would be shown.
Yeah, I think I don't remember how it really went. Like, I know that, I don't know if the winner knew or not. I think that they must have known, because I think they were there in the studio at that point. But so that's kind of a crazy, and it was kind of the first time that Madonna was sort of like manipulating or playing with the idea of the power of video and how you can become part of the video in a way, like
everybody is a star.
Everybody is a star, which is coming up. Like,
this video is the most conventional choices that you could make for a Madonna video. It's everything you expect the video of the song to be. And after so many bold choices around it.
It was kind of flat.
Yeah. So True Blue. And I love this song. Like, going back and listening to it now after all these years and in the sequence of the album. It's just a sweet respite from all the drama and the
Absolutely.
Bigness.
Absolutely.
And yet it does feel big. Like,
it is.
Her love of Sean Penn is really big. And Stephen Bray. Stephen Bray, I'm blown away that this is a Stephen Bray song, because but it has his kind of bouncy rhythms to it.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
That are really gorgeous. Anyway, see you next time.